Hello, everybody. It's our time to be with you again and to tell you the good news about wonderful, exciting times to come. We are from the Gospel Hall Assemblies in Barbados, and this is The Joyful Sound.
Revelation chapter 21, he says, "Behold, I make all things new." And he could say, "Right, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. It is done." Friend, God has promised this new heavens and this new earth. And we can say, "It is done. The former things," he says, "shall not be remembered nor come into mind." At the end of verse 16, he speaks of, "because the former troubles." I think of all that are afflicting mankind today, all the afflictions and ills of mankind, which has their origin in indwelling sin. These will not mark that new heavens and new earth. Friend, the creation now is groaning in pain, looking to be delivered, and it will be delivered according to the apostle in Romans chapter 8. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. Friend, the new creation will not be blotted with any travailing, with any pain. God says it is new. The scripture has much to say, friend, about what is new. It speaks of a new birth. It speaks of a new man. It speaks of a new life, a new walk, a new home. God is bringing in what is new. And here God gives it as a promise. When we come to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter says, "Nevertheless," verse 13, "we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness." God promised it. Isaiah 65. Peter says, "We are looking for it." Friend, what about you? Are you looking for this new heavens and this new earth? Peter says righteousness is going to be all part of it. No unrighteousness will be a part of this new heaven. Peter says we are looking for it. Those who are of faith are looking for this new heavens and this new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Righteousness will predominate in this new heavens and this new earth. But our next scripture puts the icing on the cake. God promised it. Peter says we look for it. But John, Revelation chapter 21, John says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Friend, God promised it. Peter says we are looking for it. John says, I saw it. It is coming, friend. This new heavens and this new earth is coming. It is not only looked for, but it has been seen. John, on the Isle of Revelation, Patmos says, I saw the new heaven and the new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. There was no more sea. He saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. No more death, friend, neither sorrow nor crying. All of these tarnished of the old creation. All of these were a part of the old system of things. And therefore, at the end of verse 4, Revelation chapter 21, similar words are used as in Isaiah 65, for the former things are passed away. Oh yes, the former things, all the afflictions and ills, things that afflict society now, sorrow and pain and crying will not be a part of this new heavens and this new earth. God says, he promised it. Peter says, we according to his promise, look for it. But the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos can say, I saw it. Friend, it's coming. But what will be your part? Would you be having part in this new system, this new ordered system? Will you be a part of this new creation? You can be. You can be. If you accept the one who is the center of it all, the Lord Jesus himself, you have to do with him, friend. You have to know something of the new birth to be a part of this new heavens and new earth. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Notice the expression, all things are passed away. You see, there's a passing system of things. The former things, he said in verse 4 of Revelation, is passed away. In Isaiah, they are not going to come in to the mind. But you can be a part of it only. You must begin with the Lord Jesus. You must begin with the new birth. You can be a part of this new creation if any man be in Christ. For Christ went all the way to Calvary. I say to you this morning, he is the beginning of the creation of God. God begins this new creation with him. And friend, you need to trust him. Commit your life totally to him. He purchased your pardon at Calvary's cross. The price has been paid. And this morning you can turn to the Lord Jesus and be a part of this new heaven and this new earth where the former things would have been passed away. Do not pass away with it, friend. According to 1 John, it's going to pass away. It's going to pass away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so you can do the will of God. And the will of God is that you believe on him, the Lord Jesus, whom he have sent. May you do so this morning, for his name and mercy's sake.
Yes, it's coming all right. The Lord Jesus Christ promised it, the new heaven and the new earth. And he is faithful, that promise. And John saw it. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
And friend, you can be a part of it. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you ask me how? Repent of your sins. Turn in faith to your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then get in touch with us so that we can share your joy. Our mailing address, The Joyful Song, the broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britain's Hill, Barbados. I repeat, The Joyful Song, the broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britain's Hill, Barbados. Or email address, admin@thejoyfulsong.com, just one word, admin@thejoyfulsong.com. Or you can visit our website, www.thejoyfulsong.com.